Okay, let's get started here. So, I'm going to take the next topic. It's the beginning of a bigger topic. The very bottom of Chaf Chasamel. Rav Iklele Mezaven Gevili. All right. Not sure why that's important, but...
Me and Master Shot was, they just want to show you, no matter what the rabbi's doing, he never gets away from the questions.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, he went to buy Kloffen. Okay, go ahead. Boy Mine. Okay, so they asked him, can you be meyed to the wife of your stepson, right? Can you be meyed on the wife of your stepson? Okay, so Rav wants to know, I mean, they asked Rav, can you be meyed on the wife of your stepson? Okay, so the question is, why was that their question? Why was that wife the question? Okay, what does Rashi say?
Rishas Korgo, Al Nitzay Molog Shalah, Behi Shafta Im Adam Minashuk.
Okay, so it means, what's Rashi trying to correct for over here? What's he trying to avoid? What problem is he trying to avoid? Masha konso isha konso bailo. Kind of bailo. In other words, normally, what din are we talking about? The woman's assets, the husband has an interest in. Let's say. So it turns out, the way Rashi's learning, it would be a problem because it would really be edus for his chorgo. In other words, if everything that the woman owns, if everything the woman has, the husband is considered to own, so there's no real case of being made on the woman's on the woman apart from being made on the man. So if every decision, the woman doesn't have her own assets, so it's all basically chorgo. So what do you mean to be made on the ishto? It's almost always tantamount to being made on chorgo. Okay? Let's say a business deal. A woman went into whatever it was. So now you're going to say, yeah, but if she's zocha to the money, then it means chorgo is zocha to the money. So I'm really being made on chorgo. So that's what Rashi says. You have to say the case is about her own personal property that she brought into the marriage. That's the nechsei malug. It's not about anything during the marriage. It's not about a mitzia that she finds or something. Let's say she has a question about a mitzia. So that all comes down to the husband. So it must be about the nichsei malug shela. That's property that she brings into the marriage.
And yeah. That doesn't become the husband's when they get married?
Yeah. So it's a little bit more complicated. You're right. It's a little bit more complicated. So what are the nichsei malug?
Is it like a prenup?
It's sort of like a prenup. I mean, the ksuba has that. That's what the ksuba talks about. But we say that the woman brings into things that the woman brings into the marriage. So she has a right to them. The husband more or less guarantees them. Okay. It's a little bit more complicated than that. But that's why some of the Achronim, I think one of the Rishonim also, says that really it also has to be, there has to be another condition over here. Something that's called lace, where the man can say, if a man can say to his wife, you support yourself with your own assets. And then their money can be, and then the money that she brings in is independent. Because normally, Nichsei Malug, he has a right to them, to the payros and that kind of a thing. So that's why I know the Rashash mentions that. I think I saw it in one of the Rishonim too. They call it Eini Zonus Minoch. Has to be that type of an arrangement. According to Halacha, the Halacha has a very progressive arrangement. that a woman, we say that whatever a woman earns becomes her husband's. Whatever a woman finds becomes her husband's. But there's a reason for that. The reason for that is because he's chayav to support her. So the Gemara says if a man and a woman decide that they want to have an independent relationship, and she doesn't want his support, then her money will be independent from his. But they have to make that arrangement. So that's where does he have the Rosh Hashanah? Hold on. He says, the Ma'iri b'shikos of law din v'dayan ein li b'nich sayach. It has to be that he wrote to her, I don't have anything to do with your money. We're independent. Not because standard nichsei mulug, the husband does get rights to them. But anyway, the point is, Rashi is trying to show you it has to be a case where the assets are independent, so it's not going to have an effect on the stepson. Okay, fine. So that's the case. Now, what about... that's why it's not... That's how it can be independently about the woman. But what about...
Already you're following this, you would expect the stepson. It's not being made on the stepson.
But it would be...
Is it okay?
It would be, yeah, he'd be a nogeya to the Edus. It's a good question. It still is a good question. In other words, Matt's question is, he's still not being made. So they want to say, they're learning that it's like he's being made on him. If there's no distinction between their assets, then, and in other words, it would be like, let's say the case was a metzia.
Your maid in his wallet.
Yeah. No, it was a metzia. A woman found him. It's found an object. And, shnayim ochsim betalos. Right? So now, whatever the din is, it's really going to be his asset. So you're being, it's just she's the vehicle of making it his asset, but you're basically being made on his asset. Okay. Anyway, next. But why is this wife different from all the other women, all the other wives? There are a lot of men mentioned in the Mishnah. There aren't any women mentioned in the Mishnah, right? So what about all the wives of these other men? Why was Chorgo the one that they asked about? What about your sister-in-law? What about your brother's wife? Why didn't they ask about your brother's wife? Right? So let's see, Rashi.
Vinishesha Krovim Lo Ivana. The Kivan Dibinayam Psulam Lo Vahulahem Pusal Aplanashim.
Oh boy.
Lefisha Bunim Ruyan Liyareshas Ima.
Okay, so which case is he talking about? Give me a case he's talking about. So I would say, Ach. Right? This guy's brother. And now his wife. Okay. So what's Rashi's argument? There's no question about this wife. Why? Why is there no question about this wife?
Because the son inherits the mother. If the father dies?
No. Read it to me again. Achiv Ishto. So why is there no question about this wife? Go ahead, read me in Rashi.
The Kivan de Beneim Sulan Lo Vagulahem.
So since their children, right, Beneim, are Psulim to him and he to them, right? The apostle. Yeah. And?
Apostle Aflanashim Lefi Shehabonim Ruyan Liyareshes Iman.
And since they can get her Yerusha. Therefore, she's posted to him.
It's a Yerusha chain.
Strange.
How does the Benayim get the money of their mother?
If there's no father. Let's say the father was dead.
It doesn't go back up to her father?
No. If she dies and she has children, it goes to her children. Right? Whatever money she has will go to her children. If they're alive. Yeah. The strange Rashi. The strange Rashi. Because we're not doing Yerusha anymore. We don't do Yerusha anymore. That's not our way. I mean, that's like a Nogeya type. Right? That's an idea that we had in the beginning. Mishnah Rishona. Kol HaRoy Liorish. Right?
And that's not the one we hold like?
No. You don't hold Kol HaRoy Liorish. And anyway, he doesn't link it back, that, and he doesn't say, because you'll be Yoresh her. He's just making some funny equation. Since her children are apostle to you, and you to them, and she and they could be Yoresh her, therefore, it's not, therefore, they knew that. But, Chorgo,
children are
he'll
pushing.
Never inherit. He's apostle to the Chorgo, right? But, right, there's no Bonim of Chorgo. There's no Bonim. He's not apostle to any Bonim. So, there's no, she's not Morish to any apostle. For some reason, Rashi's saying if you're Morish to apostle, then you're definitely apostle. But there's no apostle that she's Morish to, except for her husband, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, why do they have to go through the whole thing? Why can't you just say, you're apostle to your brother? And your brother could inherit his wife. I mean, what is going on over here?
Wait, so the Ashes Chorgo would be Morish to her children, no?
Yeah, but you're not apostle to her children. Because it's Chorgo Levado. Since you're not apostle to the children of the Chorgo, you're not, then what? Yeah, since you're not possible to the children of your cargo, then there's no kavachomer like this. Is he called the kavachomer, or he just says it's just says it? Yeah. Right. See, the Muki Yosef makes a more direct argument. He says they didn't ask about the wife of your brother, for instance, because since it says your brother's sons and sons-in-law, so in other words, there's even an extension from marriage, so then it was obvious that the wife is also apostle. But since the Choreg has no extension of a son or son-in-law, then they had a question of Ishto. Right.
Sort of
no, it's a little different than the Nogeya by the Mishnah Rishona. The Nogeya by Mishnah Rishona was saying, I'm going to be posel midin nogeya. Okay, because nogeya is the reason why I'm posel. So if I can get the money, then I'm a nogeya in the edus. So if I'm meyed on my uncle from my father, that's money that I could get eventually. So then it's like a conflict of interest. Right? Nogeya. This is not. He's not saying it like that over here. Here he's saying we have definite rules of who's possible and who's not. That's established. Not via this Yoresh business. Okay? But now that I say you're possible to be made on your nephew, that means I can't affect his property. And if I'm made about his mother, that could affect his property.
But then it's interesting why you don't say it by Jesus Scargo, because He could get from, sure.
Right. That's my question. Why does he have to? Why do you have to drop down to the sons? Just say about the brother. So I don't think he's really learning it like that. I don't think that's what his point is. Now, it seems to me like he's trying to demonstrate that if I'm related to Bnei'em, right? So that's how far I can prove to you the krovim goes this far. It goes down to the children of your brother. That's a distance. Okay?
Further than the brother.
And the brother's wife is what? Is somehow included in Bnei'im. And he seems like he's using the Yerusha as some sort of a riot to that.
Back to the Yerusha.
So I'll tell you what bothers me about this Rashi. Another thing that bothers me very deeply about this Rashi. And that is like this. What is the halacha about your sister, your brother's wife? Apostle, right? Can't be made. Now, what if they get divorced?
Could be made.
Then you could be, because that's our mission, no?
Yeah.
She still has children.
Nisrachik.
That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. But Hayakarov and Nisrachik raise a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Mesa Bito. V'yeshlo banami mena reze karov. Yeah, so how do we hold? She is going to make a difference. Was that what Rashi's really saying? That if the brother and the wife get divorced, then it's going to depend if they're children or not? Kol misha ain't, yeah. I mean, that's the way we hold. Lamed gimel yud beis and chosh mishpat. Kol misha ain't ata meyed lo mipneshu bal karov asecha. This is the opposite way. But anyone you can't be made to because he is a baal of your karov, right? In other words, he's married to a karov of yours. Im mesa ishto, if that woman who was your relative died, afal pishe nichalo bonim hareza nisrachik v'kosher. Even if they have children that still remain, that's nisrachik, and he's kosher. So it doesn't depend on, depends on the, it's a din of Baal Ke'ish though. It's not a din of, because you're puzzled to the children and her Adis and Adis on her is going to affect the children. That would survive the death. So that's why I don't understand about, I mean, that's the difficulty with Rashi. That's why I'm saying, I don't think Rashi is making that argument. I think Rashi is making the different argument. He's saying, he's trying to use this Yerusha as a raya that the relationship to the brother is included. Is a psul. So it seems to me like this. And the only way I can understand this. Is that Rashi's learning like this. We know that Ishto is in the family. I mean, there's no question about that. Ishto is part of your brother's family. There's no question about that. In terms of your brother, definitely She'er. I mean, She'er HaKarov Elov is your wife. They knew Psukim. It had no basic shot, right? Like I said, like the Gemara says later, a Kohen can be metame to his to Nesua, not to an Arusa, but to a Nesua, right? Not to an Arusa, but to a Nesua. That's an Isidoraisa. So it must be because we consider them to be related. Okay? Yeah. So definitely, she's in the family of the brother. But is she in your family, is the question. Right? That's the question. Is she related to you, is the question. Right? Is she a karov to you, in terms of psulim? So, what he's saying is like this. If I can demonstrate that someone in another generation is puzzle to you, right? Generation is our is one of our key elements of distance. Okay, so if B'nayhem, who are in another generation, are apostle to you, and what? No, doesn't work out. Okay. The only way, I mean, the only one I saw who discusses Rashi is the Tosfos HaRosh, and he just asks all kinds of questions on him and rejects him. He says this is not maybe the Ran also. They just say this is not. They argue. They say we're not doing no geya. This is talking about krovim. It's not talking about no geya beidus. And they have other cases of no geya that you could work out. I don't know. I don't understand Rashi. We could think about it more, but I don't understand. All right, let's go over the yeah. Not Yona.
I don't know.
Okay, so Yona is trying to revive what we were attempting before. Well, let me put. Can I just describe it?
Okay.
No, let me try to just describe it. This is what I was trying to work out before I gave up on, though. In other words, you're saying, like, the question is she part of this family tree? Right? Is she part of this family? Okay. So, marriage is a relationship. Right? Marriage is a relationship. But, and also, Yerusha is an indication of your of relationship. Right? You're saying if she was just married. So you're saying the brother's wife has both things. Once she's married, she has an actuality. There is a bond. She's attached to a member of your family. Okay? And the fact of Yerusha, but that's not enough, right? The fact that there's Yerusha shows you that there's also a reality to her. There's also a reality to her. There's also a. How would you put it?
I know there's a.
Halachic mechanism.
Yeah, there's like a. There's a.
There's a halachic. There's a halachic.
Import. Like a, there's a true halachic. Mechanism that
right. So when they're combined, then it has the full, like a full faculty, full feature of relationship. It was relationship. He's saying is to the wife of the brothers is going to be pashut, because she is. She has a relationship with the brother. How do you want to put it again?
Well,
this is the problem. Every time I try to say it again, I don't like it.
Like,
good.
Like you're.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about it a little more. Okay. So anyway, so what does the Gemara conclude here? So the Gemara says. Besura Omri Balki Ishto, Bhudisa Omri Isha Kabaila. Amravun Omrav. Minayan Shisha Kabaila, Dhsib Ervas Ochi Avichalo Sigale. El Ishto Lo Sikrav, Dodosukhohi. Valo Ishas Dodohi Michlal Disha Kabaila. Balki Ishto, Visha Kabaila. So Rashi says they're the same. So it's like you're her father-in-law. Vitnan Cham Apostle. Karovu. So what's the din? Ishto Kibaila and Baal Ki Ishto. So that's the answer to Eishes Chargo. Why are you apostle to Eishes Chargo? Yes. Why? Because since Ishto Kibaila. So now, you're his father-in-law, so it's like you're her father-in-law. No? And your apostle's your father-in-law.
You mean you're his father-in-law?
You're a stepfather.
Oh, you're his stepfather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's true.
That's what we're trying to work out. Who, which Isha and Baal are they combining? Isha Kabbalah.
You mean Rashi sounds like he's saying both?
I don't know who. It could be you and your wife.
What does he mean, father-in-law?
Because your wife is her mother-in-law.
He says, Harehu ki'ilu chameha. You are like your stepson's wife's father-in-law. Right? And chamav, apostle. And a man's father-in-law is posel, karovu. Bal gishto. Right? Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's saying a double bal gishto.
What would the double be?
That, you mean the bal gishto, he's saying the bal gishto to you, to your wife.
Right.
And then she is, she's the mother-in-law. So now you're like the father-in-law. You're right. It seems like he's saying you to your wife. Well, it doesn't matter which one you pick.
Well, if you pick the Isha's chorga one, the chorga one, then.
So then that would be like your son-in-law. Then he would be like your son-in-law.
You would be.
Oh, you mean he means stepson. You mean that stepson?
Be your stepdaughter.
It'd be your stepdaughter.
Yeah.
But that's not what he's saying, right? He's saying his father-in-law. So he's saying the whole idea of ish ki ishto, he's saying chargo is really like chamov.
Right.
His wife is the mother-in-law of Esher Chargo.
Right. And then we say
right.
He's like his wife.
I'm so saying he's like his wife, so he's like the father-in-law.
Father-in-law of his wife.
Father-in-law of his stepson.
Of his stepson's wife.
Right.
I don't understand any of this stuff. And then, all right, we'll think about this. And then the problem also is, how far does this idea go? Because Tosfos says that even if you hold the three, that a shlishi to Rishon is possible, like Moshe to Pinchas, right? Because Moshe's Pinchas' great uncle. But it wouldn't go to Pinchas' wife, even though you say Bal Kishto. Because he says, Ispalik Dora. Since it's an intervening generation, you don't say Baal ki ishto anymore. Yep. Okay, promise you we'll talk about Shimon Yochai a little bit, right? So we're doing it a little yesterday. Gil was here, but just a quick point. Gil, you mind if you do a little chazar here?
No, please.
All right.
Laser beam.
The laser beam. We'll just do the highlights. Some of the highlights. And the Gemara is on Lamed Gimel on the base. In Shabbos. So it says that basically
it's recorded.
Yeah, we'll put it on a separate thing.